I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner, too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Recruiting weekend coming up in Tuscaloosa. We'll tell you about it on this episode of Tide Talk Live. What's up, Tide fans? Stacey Blackwood here from Tide Talk Live. Going to be breaking down the big recruiting weekend that's happening this weekend in Tuscaloosa, starting tomorrow and Friday, when just a plethora of visitors will be in Tuscaloosa with the Crimson Tide. So we're going to talk about that, tell you names to know, names to watch out for, and guys who I'm really excited that are going to be on campus this weekend in Tuscaloosa. But before we do that, make sure you like, share, and subscribe today. Appreciate all the support we've received so far. We just continue to roll out the content here at Tide Talk Live, whether that's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. So make sure you follow us on all those accounts and make sure you are subscribed here to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any of the content here. And we're also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, just wherever you find podcasts, you can find Tide Talk Live. So just find us wherever you can. Share us with all your friends, your enemies, I don't care. Just share with everybody you know and let them know about what we do over here at Tide Talk Live. All right, let's just look at some of these prospects, and I'm going to try to bring up this on-3 screen so you can kind of see some of the names that are going to be on campus this weekend. And, you know, you start there at the very top, and you know, you can't really talk about this class of guys here without talking about KJ Bolden, Edric Houston, the 2 Buford prospects from Buford, Georgia. 5-star talents. You know, Alabama's not really considered a favorite or a likely destination for either 2 of those prospects, but it's always great to get guys on campus. And KJ Bolden, Edric Houston are 2 of the best players in the country. And just getting them on campus for a big weekend with other top prospects can only help the Crimson Tide. So I don't foresee Bolden or Houston being a part of this class. Like you said, you never know what happens once you get guys on campus with Coach Nick Saban and that staff there in Tuscaloosa. Then you got another guy, 5-star Ellis Robinson, who's currently committed to Georgia. But I think Alabama has a better shot with him than maybe they do with KJ Bolden or Edric Houston, even though he is actually already committed to Georgia. But I do like Alabama's having an outside shot of landing Ellis Robinson, you know, the best cornerback in the country. And while we're talking about Georgia commitments, we'll look here at Peyton Woodyard, a guy who's actually originally from the state of Alabama. So he has connections to the state. Right now he's out at St. John Bosco out in California, one of the top safety prospects in the country. Like I said, he's committed to Georgia already, but I think Alabama is right in the mix. I would not count out Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide for Peyton Woodyard. I think they have a strong chance of maybe possibly flipping Woodyard from the Bulldogs to the Crimson Tide. Rounding out, you look up here at the top of the list, you got Nathaniel Frazier, a running back from Modern Day High School, Bryce Young's high school. So one of the best running backs in the country. And, he's really interesting to me because I think you can make the argument that he is the best running back in this 2024 class. Right now, it's going to be hard to beat out Oregon or maybe a school out in California for Frazier. But Alabama is right there in it. And despite signing both, Justice Haynes and Richard Young from last year's class and, the possibility of maybe a Roydell Williams coming back and Jam Miller being back next year as well, I think Alabama still has a really good shot of pulling off Nathaniel Frazier in this class. 24, but it's like Oregon and everybody else are going to be using that depth chart against the Crimson Tide. So pulling off Frazier would be a little bit of an upset, but do not count out Nick Saban in Alabama because I think Frazier likes Alabama a lot, but that depth chart probably is a little bit of a concern for him considering that Jam Miller, Justice Haynes, and Richard Young will all be back for certain next season. And that is just a loaded backfield. But, it is a by-committee approach now, not just in college, but you look in the NFL, outside of what Derrick Henry does for the Tennessee Titans and maybe what Josh Jacobs did for the Raiders, it's really a by-committee approach in the NFL. So that's something that Frazier could possibly look at. And maybe it's a good selling point for Nick Saban in Alabama. As we continue looking at this list, Xavien Brown, a cornerback out from California. There's a lot of visitors from California this weekend, and Xavien Brown, he's a cornerback that I really like. I think he's maybe slightly underrated. You see here he's a national top 60 player, but I would have no problem with him being maybe a top 40 player when it's all said and done. I think he's a really solid cornerback with great upside and potential to be a good player. Like most of the California kids, it'd be hard to pull him from California, but this is not something that Coach Saban has never done before. Alabama has a great history, especially high school, like I mentioned earlier. He is a teammate of Nathaniel Frazier, and that is where Bryce Young went to school. So that's a good selling point for Coach Saban and the rest of the staff there in Tuscaloosa. We've already touched on Peyton Woodyard, and he could possibly flip from Georgia to Alabama. Not really giving that an official prediction yet, but I just think that is a possibility and something that you should kind of keep your eye on moving forward throughout the recruiting process. Casey Poe, Marquez Easley, a couple offensive linemen from out of state. As you can see there, Alabama is the favorite for Poe, and I think maybe a commitment is probably imminent with him pretty soon. Easley, outside shot for Alabama, but I continue to say this, and I will say this each and every time I do a recruiting video. If Alabama can get a guy on campus – and Coach Saban can sit down with him in his office and kind of go over his plans and his ideas and his thoughts on the future of that certain prospect, you can't count out Alabama because Nick Saban is maybe the greatest recruiter of all time. And, having that opportunity to be on campus with him would be a great chance for Alabama to kind of make some momentum and build momentum in the recruitment of Marquez Easley. A couple guys that are going to be unofficial visitors this weekend, Isaiah Fega, a guy who was on an official visit either last weekend or weekend before last, currently committed to Utah. It appears that Alabama is pushing a little bit harder now for Fega, the guy from Phenix City in Alabama. So I think Alabama is trying to flip him from the Utes, and that is something to watch out for as well. And William Sanders, he's been to Alabama numerous times from Brookwood High School there in Brookwood, Alabama. I think a commitment from him is probably going to happen sooner rather than later. May even happen this weekend. Not going to predict that, but it may happen this weekend or over the next few days. So William Sanders might be the next commitment for Alabama in the class of 2024. But as you can see, big weekend for recruiting for Nick Saban and Alabama and his coaching staff down there. Excited about all those guys that are going to be on campus, some high-level talent. And just because Alabama is not the leader at this point in time doesn't mean that you should count out Nick Saban in Alabama because, like I mentioned, once Alabama gets those guys on campus, once Saban can kind of sit down with them in his office, go over his plans and his thoughts on where they're at right now and where they can be in the future, and kind of selling them on that and what the University of Alabama has done as far as putting guys out into the NFL. Nobody has been better at that than Nick Saban in Alabama for the past, you know, nearly two decades once you look at it. So can't count on Alabama. Once you get these guys on campus, it is a big bonus win for Alabama. And it's kind of it's the cookout weekend for Alabama. I know that used to be a huge thing as far as recruiting goes. It's not quite like it was because the landscape of recruiting and the environment of recruiting has really changed over the past few years, not only because of the transfer portal or NIL, just because the athletes are different now. It's you're recruiting a different type of kid than what you did 10, 15 years ago. I mean, heck, even 5 years ago. So you kind of have to change what you do, and nobody is better at adapting than Nick Saban. And so a big weekend of recruiting. I think it's going to be I think you could possibly see a commitment. I think you could see, you know, maybe I'm not going to predict a flip, but you might see that. You never know with these high school kids. Anything can happen. And especially like I've said ad nauseum on this one episode, you get him in front of Nick Saban, anything can happen. He's the greatest recruiter of all time, the greatest coach of all time. So that's something that Alabama has that not really anybody else has. So big recruiting weekend, going to be a lot of fun to kind of recap that, you know, maybe on Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. Can't wait to do that. Like we said earlier, make sure you like, share, and subscribe today. Jump in the comment section and let us know out of all these prospects that are going to be on campus and that we talked about on this episode that you would love to see commit to Alabama most. So jump in there in the comments and let us know that. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Follow us over at TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just search Tide Talk Live on Google and you will see where we are at on all social media platforms. So make sure you give us a follow there. We would greatly appreciate that. But that's going to wrap this episode up. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be back really soon, you know, updating the recruiting weekend and much, much more. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, roll Tide.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.